Hi, I'm Mark. And you are?
Desperate. Tired.
Yes.
Annoyed.
I was morphing your name.
Oh, Andy. All right.
And you're listening to Brothers Debate.
Glad
so what are we debating today? Sounds horrific, doesn't it?
It does. It does. This sounds better each week we do it. Right, okay, well... Okay, well, we're going to do a story or a couple of stories each week. And stories that we may find a bit odd.
Well, you might find a bit odd as well.
Or exciting. Right, the first one, this happened like 4 years ago, over 4 years ago now. But I brought it up because I heard it at the time. I remember when it had me in the hysterics. Just reminded me of me and my brother, really, to be honest. So.
Well, see, I just read a little bit of it there, and yeah, I think yeah,
it can you imagine?
Definitely right. Is.
Right, here we go. We'll start off this one, right? And this is the headline: passenger drops farts so putrid, so bad that the pilot is forced to make an emergency landing.
Yeah, that could be us. Yeah.
Well, for starters, but you know, before I read,
no, he landed the plane
before. Read anymore? Can you imagine? I mean, you're sitting there in the terminal. I mean, you've gone through all the checks and everything else. You can't have just started on the plane.
No.
I mean, you must have been stinking in the morning. Whatever you've had for tea.
It's probably just nerves.
Like before, nerves.
It was nerves. That's what it was.
Nerves. His boxer shorts must have been on critical.
And the map of Africa.
Can you imagine? Map of Africa in there. Fucking hell. Honestly. There you go. Anyway, this is the start of it. A pilot was forced to make an emergency landing after a row caused by a passenger who refused to stop farting.
Well, you've got to do it, you know, if it's there, it's got to come out.
The passenger apparently kept breaking wind on board.
Sorry about that. Joking.
A Transavia Airlines flight from Dubai to Amsterdam. The two Dutchmen sitting next to him didn't take very well to his flatulence. But the unshamed man was apparently not put off and refused to hold back. Can you imagine being sick?
That could be a medical condition.
Medical condition.
Nah,
right?
And he was scared.
Can you imagine? I mean, if it was that bad. I mean, I suppose, I mean, when you set off and he probably waited until he was about 20,000 feet.
Yeah. Yeah, but then if your nerves kick in, then obviously you can have a bit of wind pops, aren't you?
Can you imagine being stuck in a cylindrical object? It's got nowhere to go, right? It's not as though you can, oh no, open up a window, is it?
Not at how many thousand feet?
No, you can't.
No, you get sucked out.
I think you've got to be. You think you've got to be down to 10,000 feet.
Oh, I don't
they
know.
Must have been pretty high up.
Well, they were after he'd finished it.
They must have been so bad. They were right. Members of the crew on the Dutch low-cost airline were apparently less than sympathetic and refused to do anything about it. So it couldn't have been that bad then.
Well, it's. Oh no, it's a natural thing that you do, and that, all right, it's not pleasant, but if you find it hard to hold it in.
Can you imagine if it stunk of pure shit?
And on an aeroplane, and I mean, does it say what plane this, what type of plane?
Well, it's a plane, that's bad enough.
Yeah, but was it like a small little dash sort of thing? Where...
No, it doesn't say. Doesn't say. Despite a warning from the pilot, a fight broke out between them. Between the men. Then broke out, causing the flight to be diverted to Vienna.
All over a fart.
All over. It's even got a little video feed here, but I'm not going to do it. They even boarded the plane with police dogs.
And they didn't pass out.
And removed two sisters and the two men after the pilot made a report about passengers on the rampage. Can you imagine?
So hold on. The person who got taken off the plane, was he the one that was farting?
No.
He got to stay on there.
So the bloke that caused the riot because of his extreme flatulence, because of his nerves.
His nerves.
It must have stung like rotting flesh or something to be on that boat.
But the point I was trying to make, on a plane, the air circulates, goes through the system, then comes back round.
They went through it. So imagine, how much can you imagine? Shit,
imagine that smell constantly coming back round at you.
It goes through the air conditioning, right? And then it comes back through the vents.
That's it. You turn the little vents up above you and that, so it blows right in your face.
It blows right in your face.
Oh, lovely. So
that's beautiful.
So basically, the ones that were kicked off the plane were the ones that started the argument and caused. But yeah. the one that was actually causing the ripples in
this. Well, it says the women are now taking the Dutch budget airline to court after being removed from the flight and claim they have done nothing wrong. They were just caught in the riot on the plane.
I suppose, but. All this over a fart. I know it's not very pleasant, but stick a magic tree up your arse. I was going to say,
it's got a picture of it.
So it is a proper plane in that. What's that? A 73?
Don't know. 737. I'm not quite sure.
I don't know what that is.
The budget airline was flying from.
No, that's not a 737. They're bigger, aren't they? That's the one below it.
I don't know. It was flying from Dubai to Amsterdam. Oh, that's a long flight. That's a long flight to stick on to be stuck in a cylindrical metal tubing with nothing but shit flying around. can you imagine that?
I mean, why didn't he just go in the toilet and just let rip in there and then come back out and no one would have ever, no one would have been the wiser?
He doesn't have to move though. It's
just gas, isn't it? But I'm just thinking, well. Obviously, it's courtesy to other people. Not everyone wants to. I mean, gas is. If we go into the scientific thing, apparently gas is molecules of shite. So if you're breathing that in, you're really breathing in is shite.
You're breathing in shit. That's what you're doing.
Basically, yeah. So, I mean.
He didn't exactly get his arse out, though, did he? I mean, he didn't.
No, I suppose it's all filtered. Drop
his trousers, did he?
No, it's all filtered through the clothing.
Can you imagine if he followed through?
Oh. Oh. By the sounds of it on there, he did.
Can you imagine if he followed through? I mean, him farting caused a riot. Can you imagine if he shit himself down the seat?
I dream of us doing that.
Like, what, shitting ourselves?
Well, no. Causing a riot through our gas.
Wouldn't
that be
flattening?
Something to be proud of? We caused a riot.
I can, I'm already proud of mine because I can make tunes. I can always play. I can now play "God Save the Queen" out of my rectal passage.
Well, that comes down to your parties, doesn't it?
I'm sure it wouldn't make it on the Royal Variety Performance. But
no, it might be all right. Britain's Got Talent.
It might be Britain's Got Talent. Yeah, I think I might make it. Actually, I think I might get to the final.
I'm sure Simon Cowell would love to see your anus.
Although there was Britain's Got Talent. We're diverging from this story, but this is good. Britain's Got Talent, there was that bloke called Mr. Methane.
Oh, is this one with the talcum powder?
Yes.
He put it on his bum.
He sticks his talcum powder. He can blow out candles on a birthday cake, the lot.
See, now, when I saw that, I thought that was a fire risk, because I was under the impression when you gas over a live flame, you end up with basically
a flamethrower. Flame.
Yeah. You end up with a flamethrower.
Yeah, well, no, his were just blowing the candles out. You wouldn't want to eat the cake.
I was thinking, yeah.
Can you imagine?
Hello, Your Highness. Yes, this chap can do this.
Well, the Queen's good.
I must say, that is lovely.
Well, they were four passengers were arrested. They've all now since been released, as they had not broken any Austrian laws.
Oh.
It doesn't say anything about the bloke who was causing the riot.
The bloke who caused it, he was fine to just carry on.
Yeah.
So he caused the riot and no other people get kicked off.
Well,
that's just not right. But yeah, I mean, it's a natural. I mean, I know, but don't get me wrong, it's disgusting. You don't want to smell someone else's inner stomach. But it is a natural bodily.
It's a natural, and what I think what we're trying to say to you is that if you've had something dodgy the night before, or had a nice, I don't know, Chinese or Indian,
yeah.
Or they'd sometimes do it for, or just eggs, or vegetables, sprouts.
Terrible
sprouts or cabbage.
from just sit on the toilet before getting on a plane.
From personal experience, we can say that that does it for you.
It does, yes.
It does it for you. So if you want to eat a nice roast dinner with stuffing, oh, God, that stuff, it does smell like stuffing when it comes out, actually.
Now, mine all year smells of either egg or sprouts.
Eggs or sprouts. Don't eat much sprouts any time the other one is at Christmas.
That's it. Well, that's it. And yet, for the rest of the year, I'll smell of sprouts. It's like they're slowly going through the digestive process.
So
over the course of 12 months.
Well, so what we're actually saying to you now is that if you've got to fly, and I suppose if you've got to fly, don't be afraid. Cut that cheese. Let it go.
Or just have a poo before you get on the flight.
Or have a shit before you get there. Doesn't matter. Or even better, shit on the plane, block it, and then if you want to stop off somewhere, you've got a free stop. Anyway, let's end that one now so bloke gets started. See, do you know what? I've been reading. There's some more trending ones here. Like, here is one. Man woke up to go for a pee to find he was in a coffin and had been sacrificed.
Hey?
Well, that's what it says here. That's one of the stories.
So he was asleep when they were sacrificing him?
Yeah, this one's right. I mean, this is right up my street.
I want to find out more about that peeing one.
Well, hang on. I'll just read this last one out.
Oh, go on.
And, man suffers 100 erections a day. And girlfriend says there's no rest.
I can imagine his stiff upper lip. So he has 100 erections a day.
Yes.
Okay, and she's sick to death of them, basically.
How would you have 100 erections a day? It just comes up. What, you've got something on the telly, like...
I can barely manage.
Telly Tubbies or something. Hang on. Ooh, Tiki Winky.
No, it doesn't do it.
Let's click on that one.
I can barely manage half a stiff every week.
Oh, look. A woman spoke about her unusual sex life, saying her boyfriend has up to 100 erections a day and it is tiring her out.
What has she got to do with it?
She's 31 and her other half is 39.
Why does she have to do anything? Just tell him to... No, do a bit of four-knuckle shuffling.
Well, they met by chance in a Morrison's supermarket queue, and since then I've enjoyed a very passionate relationship.
He was standing there with a hard on.
I hope they didn't do it in the queue.
I was going to say, he was there with a hard on, wasn't he?
He was standing there with a hard on in his love meat out. And you thought, ooh, I'll step in this queue.
100 hard-ons a day.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
It's because... It says, her partner's erections are so frequent that they can happen at any time, such as in a shop or going for a coffee.
Or going to church.
Or going for a pub. or going into the pub and the mom says, "Oh, would you like a stiff one?" He says, "No, I've already got that, thanks."
I've got it. Oh, my God.
Oh, God, it's
100 a day.
Apparently, he's even went to a doctor about it, but was told it was not a medical issue. He's never experienced this before, meeting Vicky. That's what her name was.
Maybe he just finds her attractive.
And puts it down to her being a goddess.
Oh, yeah. She should take it as a compliment.
She only needs to look at me and speak to me, and I get... hungry for it.
We'll tell her to shout at him. Tell her to have a go at him. That'll clear the hard-ons.
Oh, I can't understand this. I fall asleep with one and wake up with one. Oh, yeah. Well, no, I don't fall asleep with one, but you wake up with one.
No, mine don't even do that anymore.
No, apparently you wake...
I blow the dust off mine.
Apparently the reason why you wake up with one is because during the day you don't get it unless you really need it, because... your other muscles are on the go, so that one isn't. But when you go to sleep at night, apparently when all your other muscles are react, and you're relaxed and you're asleep...
Right. Your dick said, finally, it's my turn.
The other muscle, yeah, because all your energy just goes into that. And that's the reason why you wake up with a big top.
With a circus tent.
With a circus tent.
Sure, but I don't. I genuinely don't. I think I've just... You know, it's suppose my wife gave that sort of thing up. Yeah, you did, didn't you?
Yeah. There we go. Well, she's basically a forbidden fruit. And for that reason, I just want to eat it.
Okay, now that's going in completely uncharted territory there, isn't it?
Okay, now. Oh, they both live separately for now.
Probably for the best.
Yeah, I think she just wants a rest. Bless. They met during lockdown, sorry.
Well, it definitely isn't cock down, is it?
Yeah, it definitely
cock
isn't.
Cock up.
Well, she's getting some, isn't she? Bless her.
Oh, what does she look like? Have a look at her.
She's all right, actually. It's not bad.
It's all right, yeah.
You know, can imagine. Can you imagine if, you know, they go out for, I don't know, a coffee and a cream tea or something like that.
Yeah, so she says, how many sugars do you want? And that's it, it goes up.
And he stirs it for her. Can't imagine, like, one lump or two.
What's the bloke's name?
I don't know if I'm supposed to say it, really. I shouldn't listen to the name, I don't know.
That's all right. We'll call him Sid.
We'll call him the man of many feet.
many feet. So we're just going to say, hey, the man of many feet.
Yes.
Would you like one sugar or two? Oh, right, that's it. I'm up again.
Exactly. It's like, now, what I wanted to... you get some weird ones on here. Okay, well, let's look at that story for the...
Oh, is this the pee one?
Yeah.
Oh, go on.
Yeah. Man woke up to go for a pee to find out he was in a coffin and had been sacrificed.
Right.
So he's a terrified festival goer. So he was being offered as a human sacrifice to Mother Earth after he woke up trapped in a coffin following a drinking binge.
Alright, see, when you said festival, automatically what came to me is spliff smoking.
Yes.
So automatically it's like, well, how do you bury someone or sacrifice them and not wake up? So clearly, there we go, we know the reason.
The bloke in the last story we just told, I don't suppose he'll get him in a coffin. He wouldn't be able to put the lid down. Let me go chuff on this bastard.
Oh, he's got his own gravestone.
Just
hang something on it.
He goes to put. Yeah, he woke up trapped in a coffin on a drink bench. He said, smashed out the casket about 50 miles where he passed out. He'd been drinking heavily the night before at the opening of the Mother Earth Festival.
Ooh.
One degenerous people offer everything from live animals and sheep. To sweets and cocoa, left for goddesses, who I believe open their mouth for offerings.
What happens to the sheep then?
Well, they get sacrificed.
What, at this festival?
It could be anything, so you get... But apparently they decided to do it to him. He was drunk, and so they buried him. Well, they put him in a coffin.
Oh, okay. I want to know what happened to the animals. I mean, what, they're sacrificed and left on the whatever field they're in, so the poor farmer the next day comes across it all.
Yeah. Well, he just got buried. See, that wasn't a very good sign. You wanted to click on that one, but I don't think... Now, this one. We'll have another, so we're going to do little small ones this time around. And this one, right. Oh, this is not bad. A woman who pleasured herself outside Waitrose. Now, Waitrose, did they have that in America or any other countries? Waitrose. It's a shopping store anyway, yeah, right? It's a grocery store, as you would say. Waitrose had a hoard of sex toys in her handbag. She told she is facing jail after being caught pleasuring herself on a bench outside Waitrose. She exposed her breasts as she committed the solo act in front of a pair of workers who saw her through the office window. When police arrived in the scene, they found a hoard of sex toys and lube in her handbag.
Sure, it just wasn't hand cream or anything.
No, it's
definitely lube.
She cried as she admitted outraging public decency. The defendant It seemed to put her fingers in her mouth and then proceed to put them between her legs. She appeared to be masturbating. She had a mobile phone in her right hand and appeared to be filming herself or taking photos of herself performing the act.
Ooh.
She stopped to smoke a cigarette and then she continued.
She had a cigarette afterwards.
And continued to suck her fingers and place them between her legs.
Hang on, disgusting.
After she did this, she stood up from the bench and both breasts were exposed. Her blouse was unbuttoned and her coat was hanging off her shoulders. Officers were called and the defendant was arrested.
Right. That's disgusting.
Her property was searched and an assortment... What happened? Oh, her property and her thing, yeah. Her property was searched and an assortment of sex toys and lubricants.
Oh, was this in a handbag?
In a handbag.
Right.
Ooh.
Well, so she...
Well, I mean, she could have done her shopping first. I think it's the point.
Well, I think she did do her shopping. She brought all that lot.
Maybe she did do her shopping first.
And I'm going to go to a place where there's going to be builders who can watch me doing this.
I don't think there's anything wrong in that.
What, in front of builders?
You've got to do it, haven't you?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I suppose there's time and places.
Yeah, and she's got the time. She's got the place.
Just out of that, who was it who phoned the police to come out? Because I can't imagine builders would be absolutely...
No, they were workers there. I think workers of the shop.
Oh, sorry, when you say that, I don't know why. I always maybe thought builders or something.
No, workers of the shop.
Oh, what, and they dobbed her in?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you have just stayed and watched a little bit longer?
I would have joined in, but never mind.
Oh, no.
That's not bad, is it? It wasn't. We'll just do one other
We're doing mini ones. We're calling this mini stories.
These are mini stories. Okay, right.
You're finding a few there now, aren't you?
Yeah, it's a few there. It's okay. This is different. Okay. Snake's head found in a mill on a budget airline flight.
What, an actual snake's head?
Yeah. A gruesome video. Yes, it is a snake's head. Look at that.
Oh, that's mean. Oh,
a gruesome video shows how a severed snake's head somehow ended up in an in-flight mill on a budget airline.
Ooh.
The clearly recognisable face with eyes was filmed glistening on a mill tray by a steward. Ugh. Is on top of the service. How did it get in there?
Well, that's one thing. I mean, obviously it's someone's last day and they've just thought, oh, no, I'll cut this snake's head off and stick it in there.
Yeah, that's got to be done for a joke, isn't it? Or someone that's a bit upset with their pay packet.
Yeah. I mean, say that, the last story we had, where she had all those toys in her handbag and that would have come in handy for her.
Oh, yeah, find her snake head. Yeah. Yeah, or the bloke that had an erection 100 times a day.
Well, that would come in handy.
Could have given it a rest, couldn't
it? Yeah, no, that could have given it a rest.
I thought that was a load of bollocks, that one.
I don't know, it was interesting, but...
Well, yeah. Snakehead.
I mean, if you it showed a picture, didn't it? If you look, it looks like it has been just cut with a knife.
Well, yeah, it's been sliced off and put in a mill. It's all the, I'm just looking on Google here at the moment, but it's all these things. I mean, some person has asked in here, because people also ask, right... What happens when you fart on a plane?
It circulates round and it causes riots.
It circulated round and it caused riots.
And it forces the pilot to land.
We already know what happens when you do it in a car. You open up the window so you're okay.
Yeah, you normally get stick by the family. They call you very rude names.
They call you very rude names. And say, which bastard has done this?
Something like those lines, yeah. It's
really?
But that's an actual... I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it's an actual thing in that. Do you know, doctors actually say you shouldn't hold it in.
No. No, people... It's dangerous to hold in your wind. It is actually dangerous because the wind... we can go over these for the remaining time. We'll just go over the stories, and I'm hot and sweaty.
Yeah, no, I could see that. It was that the 100 times stiff, wasn't it?
I apologise. I've just come from work and we've done...
Well, you're right, because one, they can't see you.
No, they can't.
And two, they can't smell you.
They can't smell you.
Sadly, I can see you and I can smell you.
Oh, yeah. So he can see and smell both, so, yeah.
Which I'm not much better.
We've both just come from work and we're doing these little podcasts. We might change it up every now and again. This is just to do a bit of fun, isn't it?
Just to
see how many people actually listen to two blokes who obviously got nothing better to do with their time and talk.
Yeah, this ain't actually our full time job. We work and then come back to do this entertainment for you.
No, we do both work. I mean, some people earn thousands from this, and I can't imagine we're ever going to get that good.
Christ, no. We'll be lucky to get a quid.
We'll be lucky to get a pound out of this.
But I'm just intrigued with some of the stories that are out there. It's like, yeah, I can't believe some of them. For example, the one with the glass tumbler. On the last one.
That's the last one which I'm still
thinking about. Yeah, I can't believe that one. I'm horrific.
Well, what it is, with these other shows, we're going to do, we'll probably do different things, like try and make a quiz up or something like that. We'll do
a
something
quiz?
Different. I don't know.
Yeah, a quiz.
We'll do different things. I can ask you some questions, you can ask me some questions and see if you actually know them.
Probably not. If it's anything to do with geography, I can answer that now. No, I don't know.
Probably to do with geography. Will people actually listen to this shit?
Yeah, well, yeah. Their day will be absolutely traumatic shit, and then they'll want to, right, how can it get even lower? I know, let's listen to Brothers Debate.
You can imagine they click up Brothers Debate.
So however bad your day is,
it's just got worse.
However bad your life is, just think it could be 10 times worse. You could be hosting Brothers Debate.
It could be. Well, what we're actually doing is a load of shit.
I find it quite interesting, actually. Of all the stories out there, some of them very sick, some of them not very sick, but still sick.
I don't know. I'm just listening to myself now and thinking, how has my life gone so bad?
That's a compliment. Oh. But I think people just enjoy listening to us waffle on.
Well, I'll tell you what, the next time, I think we'll have to come up with a subject to talk about. We'll do something slightly different.
We can do. Right, remember, right, that noise there, that story about the bloke on the plane, there's about to be a riot here. Even your pet rat over there sort of stuck his nose up.
See, it happens to the best. Happens to the best and most professional people.
Your pet rat there, literally, his head just pops up. Hello? Someone's at the door.
See, it can happen live on air.
Oh, well, so technically, it's not live.
Do you know the person who used to do that?
Who?
A lot.
Who?
The King of Deadpan.
Who?
Oh, come on. Naked Gun, Airplane.
Oh!
Leslie Nielsen.
Oh, yeah, he didn't do it though, did he?
Yes, he did. No, he farted. He actually had a thing. He was over in Britain, and he was on Good Morning Britain.
Oh, I've seen this. Is on the YouTube video.
It's on the YouTube video, yeah. And he actually broke wind live on air.
But his face was brilliant because it was like it was basically as if he was filming Naked Gun.
Yes,
on it. It's like
it was deadpan.
It's brilliant.
It was deadpan. There wasn't a smirk. There wasn't nothing.
Oh, no, everyone just started laughing in the background, didn't they?
He was a legend.
Sorry, do you want to add something?
He is the king. And actually, this is true. On has an epitaph on his headstone. He's got Let Him Rip.
Yeah, does he?
Yep, this is true.
Let Him Rip.
Let Him Rip.
Oh. The silly thing is, I bet he's happy with that as well.
Oh, yeah, he was set down there. But that's what he wanted on his headstone when he died. He wanted, let him rip.
Absolute fantastic actor.
He was a legend.
But I couldn't see him in anything serious.
No.
I think he had been in films that were serious, hadn't
he? Yes, he has.
Comedy was his.
He was the captain on the was it USS Poseidon?
Oh, no, it's just Poseidon.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, he was the captain of the Poseidon.
He was the captain, and that
is
was
this the ship that turns over.
Yes,
yeah.
And that was 1972. That was the year that I was born.
Yeah, I can't. When I see him, I can't take. If he's in anything serious, I just can't take him seriously.
No,
comedy was his forte.
So, Mr. Nilsson, this is for you.
Yeah, it was like this. Oh no,
this is for you. There you go. Right. Okay. That's live on. That's almost live on.
I'll get you a mop and bucket for that one.
Mop and bucket for that. Thank God, not on a plane.
That's
what I'm saying. Oh. I think I'll get lynched. Right, okay, well, that ends on that note.
Yeah. But we'll have a discussion about other things, won't we?
Well,
we won't just do the six stories.
Well, no, we just do random things each day. And if anyone wants to listen to it, brilliant. If they don't, well, fuck off, really. It doesn't really matter, does it?
Yeah, we can have random talks on film stars and whatever. Or we might be able to find a six story for you. But yeah, we'll ramble on. Don't worry, if it's just our voices you like.
Yes.
We don't. But yeah, if you like our voices, we will... We'll do an episode every week.
Yeah, all I'm thinking about now is in this heat wave we got, and I'm sweating. I'm really badly need a shower because my testicles are sticking to the inside of my thigh. So,
and obviously, when we do our podcast, obviously there's no beeping stuff out or anything, you know, as you can tell.
It's a bloody good show. I tell you what, if they have to beep the stuff, we wouldn't have had anything here.
It'd be like Flaming Morse Code here, wouldn't it?
Right, okay, well, thank you for giving us your time.
Yeah. And like we said, we're gonna try all different.
Yeah, we're doing different stories.
We're going to do a few different stories.
And we'll do another one for you soon.
We might even do political debating.
I think... No, don't do that.
You don't want to do political debating?
No.
I must admit, I do get...
You are political and I'm...
I'm very quite
political.
No, I do get
I think
quite
all
bad,
paid far too much money and they talk shite.
Yeah, they
whether
do.
Whether it's in Britain, whether it's in America...
I don't know where they are.
Yeah, they're too much. Yeah. Too much bollocks. Anyway... Thank you very much for listening, and we'll come up with another day soon. Okay?
Well, we're going to hopefully do one every week.
Yeah, we'll do one each
week. We'll do one every week, but it could be something different.
Yeah, have you noticed I've been trying to end this for the last 2 minutes.
Yes, as well.
Rambling on as though we haven't got anything else better to do in our days.
I'm just trying to get these minutes up.
On and on and on and on. This day's got long.
We're not far off 34 minutes.
Oh, good. Yeah. Why don't you spend another 10 minutes saying goodbye? That'd be fantastic. That's making... I tell you what, it's made my fucking day, is this?
It's been
brilliant. Yeah, you know, you just let the sweat pour into my boxes. Just an extra... Go on, you carry on talking. You carry on talking.
No, you go and get some deodorant.
Listeners... I'm going to just sit here now and he can waffle on with you, right? About saying goodbye for the next 10 minutes and waste your time, waste my time. Right, I'll leave it to you. Go.
Right. Okay, well, you know, thank you very much for listening.
No, don't end it. I'm enjoying it. You carry on.
Actually, you are. We could go a little bit longer here in that. Simple reason why is because if you should see the person sat next to me now, you ever seen Wildlife on One with the silverbacks? This is what I've got now. You know where the gut hangs down and stuff like that. And
so, extra 5 minutes.
Hairy legs and sweaty crotch and
that
smells like an ape.
And that was his first date.
Hey, I've dated worse.
Yeah. They had to pull him out of the zoo.
It doesn't matter. She, hey, put a lipstick on her. She was fine.
That's when we took
that orangutan. She was lovely.
That's when we took you 5 days to get out of the police station for that one. Oh,
okay. Well, no, I will leave it there then.
No,
No, we'll leave it there.
Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself.
You're drifting asleep there.
Yeah, drifting asleep.
That's what, it's disgusting. Though you're a health hazard.
You wet running down my. Go on, carry on.
You're a health hazard.
See that they wasted another 2 or 3 minutes of everyone's lives.
Well, like, I'm going to say goodbye.
Yes,
and then are you going to say goodbye?
I said goodbye 10 minutes ago.
Okay, well, thank you for listening, and we'll see you on next week's one. Until then, goodbye from me. Goodbye from him. See you soon.